riding fast for the great plains. That's where you carried my heart, babe, across Nevada to LA. I hate that place, but I'm headed your way. Oh, would you please come through? California can't love you like I do. Hey, little firefly, we could be sipping Coca-Cola on a summertime night.
It is time for Talking Music on your Mountain Grown community radio station, KVNF. I am your host, Taya J. I'm joined today in the studio by members of Sam Birchfield and the Scoundrels, accompanied by Sam's wife, Erin, known by her stage name, Pip the Pansy. Sam Birchfield joins me to celebrate the release of his brand new album, Me and My Religion. We hope you enjoy.
I'm Sam Birchfield of Sam Birchfield and the Scoundrels. This is my lovely wife.
Hi, I'm Erin.
My name is Colin Agnew. I play the drums with Sam Birchfield and the Scoundrels.
You are one of the Scoundrels.
Indeed.
Does it ever bother you to be referenced as a scoundrel?
No. My band before this, I was a hooker, so this is actually a step up.
It's an ironic name. They're all really swell guys who are not stealing or pillaging anyone or anything. Scoundrelish. Yeah.
True. Hello, I'm Trigvi Myers, and I play the bass.
And what are your feelings on being a scoundrel?
It's pretty good.
Pretty rad?
I'm into it. It's not bad.
I'm the last scoundrel, Ryan Plumley. I play guitar.
I play guitar.
Like a boss.
Wow.
What do you guys like about making music with each other? What do you think works about this particular collaboration?
I think everyone's pretty different in a cool way. Everyone has such variety of interests. Like, Colin used to play, like, metal music, crazy drum metal music in was a high school or middle school or something. And then, like, Trigvi's a Chili Peppers fan. And then Ryan's kind of, I don't know how you describe it. Yeah, wild card. But just, so, yeah, it's just cool to have that kind of variety. And then, yeah, Pip, Erin makes electronic flute music on her own time. So it's like when you throw all that together and it's, I don't know, it's kind of balancing, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's something about it that's balancing.
What about you?
Yeah, I don't know what I am.
What about him?
I think the dynamics work pretty well between all of us, despite coming from very disparate backgrounds. I mean, that's kind of how we all met, too, is just sort of around the music scene in Atlanta. So I think we all bring something valuable to the table. It would be kind of hard to put a finger on what exactly that is, though.
Yeah.
But
there's It's funny, I started to think of, like, all right, if everyone was a Lord of the Rings character or, like, any other, we've talked about that before, like, any just, like, group of people on an adventure, there's always this sort of unique things that are all...
Stock characters.
Like, stock characters, yeah.
You know, you gotta have a mysterious one, a funny one, main character type, like, I don't know, just get a bunch of different characters together, it will make it cooler.
What's your role, Erin? Apart from being the only woman in this dynamic, which, you know, has its own.
I mean, I don't claim too much of a presence in the actual project. I mean, I put flute on the record, but Sam invited me out for a week of their tour just to hang. I don't know. My dream is just to be Sam's muse.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's hot if guys make music about you.
I always wonder about this, right? Like, I always wonder if it's flat. I hear men say this all the time, like, you're my muse, she's my muse. And I'm like, do women appreciate that? But it sounds like you do. If it's good.
If it's flattering, yes. Depends on the song, I suppose. I like it, though.
That's awesome.
Sam's songs are really good.
So far, it's worked.
Just don't start sucking.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No pressure. No pressure.
Am I conscious or am I sleeping? Am I stoned? Mothership is leaving soon for a lamb of milk and honey. I hear them cows running, they'll be there by noon. When the cows come home, they'll be riding on a cloud, shining like the sun, watching over us. When the cows come home, we'll get what we deserve. There'll be peace on earth when the cows come.
Cows Come Home from Sam Birchfield and the Scoundrels, the band joining me today in the studio. Let's talk about the new record titled Me and My Religion. What can you tell us about it?
We recorded it more than a year ago. Mm-hmm. We went to Muscle Shoals and spent pretty much a week there and then did overdubs and stuff the next kind of 6 months. So it's weird to be so far from it in that way where I'm like for sure ready for it to be out. But I think also we've all, like, moved on from a writing standpoint. We're, like, writing new things and just excited about the next thing. But, yeah, it's a great record. I mean, it's the most, like, upbeat, fun record I've ever been a part of. And it's very summery. I feel like it has a lot of just good driving tracks. So, yeah, I'm excited for it to all be out.
Nice. Me and My Religion, where does that come from?
Well, So it's a lyric in one of the songs, in the song Sanctuary, but Colin was actually the one that pointed it out. As like, we were talking about album titles, like, what should it be called? Should it be called this or this?
Is that like the hardest part of the process?
Yeah. That actually came pretty easy, though.
That one did, yeah.
Like, it was like one conversation about it, and you brought that up, and we kind of stuck with it.
But often, yeah, it's pretty difficult to come up with a name.
Yeah.
It's difficult to come up with a name that you just want to decide on. Because you just end up tossing around a million ideas, and after a while, you're like, I don't know what to pick. It's all great.
You know? Sort of like band names, where you're like, you have just a list of like 1,000 band names that are funny / good / not good. Once you or kids' names. When we had our first kid, it was like, anytime you're hanging with anybody, they're like, well, or when she was pregnant, they'd be like, what about this name? Have you thought about this name and this name? We're like, no.
Not accepting suggestions.
But this one was easy. Yeah, Colin was just like, look kind of with his wise Gandalf. I feel like Colin's kind of like Gandalf. With his wise kind of like wizardly look, looked over and was like, what about me and my religion? It's in the song Sanctuary. And I was like, whoa, that's pretty, and like all the dots of like, how does this connect all the songs and what could it be? And it's like, it's the name.
Maybe I'll call.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I am Taya Jay, joined in the studio by Sam Birchfield and the Scoundrels. We just heard Country Love off their latest album, Me and My Religion. It's the fifth album for you, right, Sam?
Gosh, I haven't even counted, but that sounds right. I think so.
Do you, what's your...
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I like, for our radio, he had to count on his fingers, which is me trying to, you know, add a tip to a total. And do you feel like you keep on sort of, like, in relationship with your past records? Like, are you kind of in dialogue with those past records? Do you feel like one is in communication with another?
That's interesting. I think it's just kind of a forward trajectory, just running forward. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of change from... Like, I feel very distant from some of my old records, from how different the sound has changed. And so this record, I think the big thing about this record for me was the spirit of collaboration with these guys. And so we were touring as the Scoundrels. I started to, you know, if you see us play live, it'll be very clear to you that all of these guys are incredibly gifted. And when we have the honor of my wife sitting in with us, everything is just elevated with these individuals playing music. And so to try to bring that into the studio was kind of the idea for me for this record, where it's like, okay, we're touring as this band. I don't want to go record with other people. We've got this brotherhood forming. Like, what would it be like to kind of bring that in? And then also, this was the first time really for me of like co-writing songs with the guys also. So we had a little writer's retreat and wrote Country Love was one of those songs. And then Shangri-La, where we kind of all were writing together and jamming. And then me and Trigvi, he had a song, nugget idea that we collaborated on called Goodbye Elvis. That's like the sleeper track on the record to me.
That's a cool song.
It's Aaron's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? This particular record, I mean, sonically, it's sort of similar to my last record, Scoundrel. It's a little bit, you know, it straddles some country Americana. It was recorded very live, so there's like a live energy to it. But it's still its own thing. It's totally different than all the past ones, and it's going to keep being different as we make more.
You mentioned it having a live feel. How do you guys go into record? Like, what's your attitude for going into record?
I think you always get to a point where you want to be as prepared as possible. So it's like overpacking a suitcase. You're like, I'm going to bring it. 50 guitars, 50 amps, 50 everything, and then I didn't use one of them. I just used whatever's there. And I think that's one of those things is like you kind of go like, I want to prepare as much as I can for this. And then you get there and you go, oh, wow, I guess we're just going to like really just rough it. And then it becomes something really special at the end. You go like, oh, I guess, yeah. It was really kind of a mystery when we started recording it.
I love that analogy. And it seems like it keeps the process of recording fresh because you just never know what you're walking into.
I think leaning into like as much as possible and from song to song it'd be a little different, but we, you know, be like, here's a song and kind of like, let's try to play it all of us at the same time in the same room, which a lot of times you don't do recording. And some of them, like, that was the magic sauce. And sometimes we'd switch it up, but
there's a couple times you had a couple songs who we didn't know how many we were going to get. We really didn't. We didn't know if we were going to get one or 10.
Y'all are really good gamblers.
Man, we did. Yeah, we really did.
If we left a week and had one song, that'd be a rough.
Not good. It's not good. I'm just saying it could happen. But there was a couple times you were just like writing something and you pull off like, just, hey, this is something that was like 3 months ago I wrote. And we're like, that's got to be on the record.
Well, there was, so Missing My Baby, that was one that I had wrote like, in 2019, I think, and I was just pulling, I was like, I don't know, what else would fit with these songs? And I pulled it up, and everybody was like, we're definitely doing that one, which it's cool, because again, I feel like so distant from, you know, you write something, and then you're like, ah, I don't know, and you kind of put it on the shelf. And so it's cool to have the collaboration aspect where people can see it with new ears and new eyes and be like, I hear something in that that we can turn into something, and it's cool for me because it re-excites that old idea, you know?
Do you guys have a favorite track off the new album?
Ooh, everyone should say their own.
Oh, wow.
No.
Count three, everybody say. Favorite
track. What about you, Ryan? What's your favorite?
Oh, man. I feel like it changes every time I listen to it. It's...
Yeah.
They all have their own charm, but
I think my favorite recording might be Country Love.
Country Love is
like
really
the sound of that one the best.
Yeah.
It's the most packed with like juicy sounds and like it's pleasing to listen to because there's a lot of exciting things.
And I remember when we were recording that one, Ryan's playing lead guitar, like slide guitar, and I was singing into a microphone through an amp with a bunch of effects on it, kind of just a weird like sound. But we were recording at the same time, so I actually really like how that like baked into the recording, because there were parts where we're sort of playing off of each other, and it's, you know, just this weird delay stuff baked into the background of everything.
It sounds like whales. Like
whale sounds.
Mating calls of whales.
Goodbye Elvis was yours.
I like Goodbye Elvis, but I also, Cows Come Home is...
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's up in the top for me, too.
It's an epic name. I mean, I want to hear it just based on the name,
the
right?
The lyrics are so good. They're so playful and silly, but really deep, too. I just think it speaks to everyone's, like there's a current trend of spiritual deconstruction and reconstruction and kind of picking elements from different cultures that fit. So I don't know. I think Cows Come Home is a cool thing to come out.
Yeah. And that goes with the album title. I think that's why that title fit, like Me and My Religion. It's provocative. I think a lot of people would look at that and be like, what is this? Is this a gospel record? They're going to be trying to... And like, my answer to that would be like, a little bit yeah and totally no. Right, it's because like your spirituality it's individual. Like you have to pursue that journey on your own, and it can lead you to so many different places. But the exploration of that is sort of what the record came to be. And sometimes it's just like songs are not all spiritual, but at the same time everything's spiritual. You know, just living. We're just living out in this world. So, yeah, Cows Come Home was maybe some of my favorite lyrics probably.
I love the way that one turned out. Cows Come Home might be. That might be my favorite, too.
Yeah.
It's just a jam.
Yeah.
It's just a jam.
It's hard to not wiggle something. When, yeah.
we should shout out to John Mylander, who recorded Fiddle on the album. A buddy of ours. He played Colorado with us a couple years ago, went on tour with us.
Yeah.
He's a busy guy, but just a phenomenal fiddle player, and a couple of different tracks on the record appeared on him. So, shout out to John.
Cows Come Home.
How do you hope people feel when they listen to the record? What do you hope the feeling is or the sentiment? You mentioned dancey, you mentioned kind of summer vibes.
Yeah, I feel like, I hope people feel like road tripping, putting the windows down, and that journey of road tripping would lead them to maybe a deep reflection. Like, not too, like, joyful road tripping, but then you lead to, like, just a little, not mindless road tripping, but you road tripping, you get somewhere, you're like, huh, I needed to think about that thing. And it kind of sneaks in. Because I think that's the way the record flows, too. It's just kind of like these fun, upbeat songs for the first half, and then a couple, like, ups and downs. But by the end, there's Goodbye Elvis and then Sanctuary, which, like, I mean, Goodbye Elvis is, like, so serious. Like,
it's dark.
It's deep. It's heavy, yeah.
Dark stuff, man.
But it just kind of sneaks into the end, and so I like that.
I do all my best thinking in the car.
Seriously?
The car or the shower, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. I write a lot of songs sometimes when I'm driving.
I believe it. I don't know what it is. It's something about, it's meditative, but you're also moving. You're doing something, but you're like not, it's monotonous enough that your brain can kind of wander.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough boredom, but not too much.
Cause you exactly. Because you have to pay attention.
Yeah, seriously.
What about for the Scoundrels? What do you guys hope people feel?
I think there's something for everybody on this album. Like, if you're just trying to have fun and turn on a song and dance, there's that. If you're trying to dig deeper into the lyrics and find meaning, there's that. And I think anyone can listen to this record and find something that they connect to, which is cool. It's versatile.
Good word.
I concur.
Awesome, you guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Seriously.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening out there.
Appreciate you. You're welcome back here anytime. We're happy to have you in Colorado.
Bayonia.
Yeah. We love you.
And they promise not to tell anyone about it.
Don't come
here.
Don't come here. It's terrible, but it's the best place.
Everything starts in the garden. where the roots run down to the soil. The women will taste the fruit of the snake, and the men will work and toil. As a young cub running, I sought what I could not find, and part of the curse is you bleed and you hurt in the ditch that you thought you could climb. Well, life is bitch sometimes. It's making us insane. So get back to the dirt where you came from. Get back to the hole. Well, I like to see you find something the 3 days and a shovel can't hide. So goodbye, Elvis. Goodbye, Cobain. The big, big machine. It's making us insane. It's making us insane. Over and over, change gonna come. Which way? Machine is a terrible thing, and it's making us insane. It's making us insane. Say hello, Jane.